Do you like being in control? Of course you do. We all do, but what happens when things we are trying to control suddenly get out of control? As we are moving full steam ahead into the days of summer, every time I walk out my front door, I am reminded of something I let get out of control: the weeds in my flower bed. You know how April showers bring May flowers, and then June, I guess, is supposed to bring more flowers or whatever else you planted? Well, if you didn't plant a thing and you didn't tend your garden or flower bed, what June brings is a lot of weeds. If your calendar has looked anything like ours with end of school year activities, then you understand. April and May for us did not let up. The season was full of good things, but we were simply trying to keep up. It was a lot. Needless to say, we didn't have time to plant tomatoes, plant flowers, or pull weeds. After a few days of heavy rains and lots of sunshine and humidity, we have several thriving beds of weeds. I've had no time to do it, so every time I walk outside my front door, I am reminded of how out of control the weeds are. I let it get that way. Left unattended, weeds don't only grow, they thrive and take over, choking out everything else that should be blooming. I let it get out of control. Now the job to clean it all out will be much more difficult. Have you let something get out of control in your life? You can answer that question, or you may need to ask someone who loves you and lives with you to help answer that question. Truth in love leads to healing when we allow it to shine a light of awareness in areas we may be ignoring. Those closest to us often see things we cannot. Sin in our life is just like those weeds. It has a way of sneaking in. It begins as a little seed dropped into your mind and heart, and then it grows as it gets fed. Before you realize it, it's gotten out of control. Genesis 4, 6 through 8. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. These two sons of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, were offering sacrifices to the Lord. One was pleasing and one was not. The Lord saw the heart of these two brothers. Lovingly, the Lord tries to correct and guide Cain with truth. Cain's angry response was rooted in selfishness and pride. He rejected God's correction, and in doing so, the sin crouching at his door made its way into his heart, and it took root and grew out of control. Sin is always at our door. If allowed in and ignored, it will get out of control. Jealousy, lust, laziness, gluttony, pride, anger, and so many other temptations, if not dug up and cleaned out, will lead us to things in our life that often can't be undone. Do the work today to see what you may have let get out of control. Humble your heart. Drop your pride and take the needed steps you need to take to clean it out. The result grows something beautiful in your life the world needs to see. That's the truth. Charles Spurgeon said these words, "Christian, beware of thinking lightly of sin. Take heed in case you fall little by little. What sin is crouching at your door? Don't think lightly of it." I'm Lori Klein.